what I'm going to try to do today, and you know, I'll bring in other things also, is since this is basically Sefer Mitzvashir, and since, you know, it's post-Chanukah, but I was working on Chanukah, I wanted, you know, the main source of what's going on is how you look at Chanukah from the perspective of Sefer Mitzvah. Okay? And that's what I'm going to try to do. Okay? And I hope to have new insights into Ramban and Sherish Aleph. Okay? And the Rambam and the Ramban in Sherish Gimel. Okay? And on the side, we'll see a little bit things. And I'm going to frame it from Chanukah, okay, from the Chanukah point of view, but you're going to see, you know, I'm going to weave in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? You know, if I have time at the end, maybe weave in other things, but let's see what happens, okay? The interesting thing is, and the question is something to it. When the Gemara asks my Chanukah, okay, it quotes a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, which really is a Megillas Tainus, okay? Now, the amazing thing, when you look at the Megillas Tainus is long, and the Gemara quotes a short excerpt, okay, at the beginning. So, the question is the Gemara, when it quotes that, it's Bedavka, and the rest is irrelevant, according to Talmud Bavli, well, it's almost as if there's written V'chule, and there was no V'chule written there, okay? That is the issue we're going to start with, okay? The Braisa goes like this, turn around, my Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Chofei V'Kislev, Yomei the Chanukah, this is a quote from Megillas Tainus, Tamanya Inun, it doesn't talk about any rivalry or anything that Yevonim did to Klal Yisrael. It only talks about that they came into the Heichel. Doesn't even talk about the Gibur Pratzah Shepirsa Chashmonoim. They were Metam and the Shemen. And then the Chashmonoim waged a war against them, and it seemed to be about Metam and the Shema, you know, the way the thing is there. Ukishigomu, Malchus, Leis Chashmonoim, and Nitzchum, Botkum, Lomotsu, Elapach, Echon, Shel Shemen, Shoyamunach, Bechoyz, Shokoin Godo, Ohoye, Boy, El Lahadlik, Boy, Yoim Echon, Nase, Boy, Neis, Likum, Elashmon, Yomim, Shonacheres, Kovum, the awesome. Yomim Tevim Bahalal Avodah. Oh, that's it. Okay? It's a Yom Tov Bahalal Avodah because there was a Maisa with Matam of the Shemen, and I'm not getting involved in this, okay? We have no clue of what the issue of Shemen Tomim and Eila, and there is a Teres Kohanim of Tomim, Afilu Batuma, but we don't even understand what you need a Teres Kohanim for because we don't know there's an Isav Aloka Batuma because it's not one of the avoiders who enjoy the tumor. And even if it's an Isa avoider in tumor, it doesn't talk about the tumor tiger of the shaman. But whatever it is, it's a big deal. The tumor of the shaman. I'm not getting it. I remember when I was a boch, I was working on this. I didn't find that much. But could be now if I'm working on it, I might find something. But, you know, I was very perplexed by it. I'm not getting involved, okay? You know, if you know what's a chazal, a teres, I'm talking about a tumor. Okay, we say that. Megillas Tainus, after this quote, Umar go lasis Chanukah shmoni yomim, Valo Chanukah shosa Moshe flamidbo, Le osa el shivas yomim, a relationship between Chanukah of Moshe and Chanukah of Psa, Chanukah, you know, this all of a sudden, like in the left field, Shenemo Pesach Lo Moily says to Shivas Yom Vegoima. But here Marka Biyom Rishon as Kovanoy Vegoima Uvashvi Hikriv Ephraim Vechein Motzino BeChanukah SheOsa Shloima SheOsa LeShivas Yom Shenemo Ki Chanukah Samizbeich Osu Shivas Yomim VeAchok Shivas Yomim Ma'alol Asayis Chanukah Zu Shmoni Yomim.
I
don't know if Chaim gets somehow. I'm not getting involved somehow. They're moving up the Chanukah from the Nesim all the way at the beginning of the Shivas Yomim, not after the Shiva. This is not the point. This is the fly. Okay. Ella, we may Malchus Yovon, Nichnasu, we may Hashmiron Lechu, Obono, Esa Mizbech, Vesadu Besid, Vachosivas Yom, Hoy Mesak, Mesakne Makrishos. Okay, Hanukkah Dereis, Velomahi, but I don't know, whatever happened over here, whatever the answer was, this Hanukkah Mizbeach, you know, there's no mention. It truly is, there's Agamola in Avodah Zarah, Anun Beis, that talks about the Avon Shishoksu Yavonim, okay. And it is also true that there's a Gemara in Menachos talking about the menorah that the Chashmonaim made, okay? But there's no mention of this in the Braisa. In the Talmud Bavli, it's a simple case that there was something going on with the Shemin, and there was a war with the Yevonim, and the Yevonim won! Yevonim lost, excuse me! And, what? And there was something with the menorah, and that's then we made a part of the days. That is what we have, correct? Okay. Truth is, the Oz Ruhr takes this Megillus Tainus very seriously and quotes the Megillus Tainus in Hilchos Chanukah Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Okay. Now. The Mizbeach Chodesh in Avodah Zarah, okay. The Ram happens to quote, you know, a mention of it in Hilchos Beis Bechira, okay, but it doesn't make it Hilchos Chanukah, okay. But it is true that the Gemara Megillah says the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah is Chanukah's Nesim, Lamed Aleph. The question is, it just happens because the word Chanukah, or there's something more to it. That is what we have, correct? That is a start. Okay. Now, next. The Rambam, in his discussion about Hanukkah, as I pointed out last week, the Rambam tells you the history of the, and much more, you know, with much more graphically than the Braisa does, you know, the Shmad, the Lochat, whatever. And the truth is, that Lochat, the Shmad, is presented partially in Al Nisim, okay, but not in the Brais and the Gemara, okay, good. But the truth is, you can't really bring much Raiyas from that, because we don't know, according to Gemara, what Nusach Al Nisim is B'chal, okay. And we'll see later that the Ram's Nusach Al Nisim is different than ours, but that's not negated to this at the moment now. Believe me. Okay, I hope I get to that. Okay, now, so the Rambam, when he talks about, after he mentions in Halacha Beis, when he talks to Halacha Gimel, and he mentions there was a Halacha that they were Mesakan Yontif, he says, Yom Elul Nikoyim Chanukah. He tells you, they called it Chanukah. Nikoyim, not that they even called it, Nikoyim, Veloshim, Nifal, they are called Chanukah. We don't know what the name means, what it has to do with anything. They just happen to be called Chanukah. Okay? The onto which they made, because of the Nes of the Shem, and we don't know anything. You know, the story of the Mizbeach, he mentioned a lot of stories, okay? Nothing is mentioned there. But the Menorah, the Mizbeach, correct? That's what we have. And Rambam. Now, also, there's a very strange passage in Al Nisan. After Sisera, the Fuchim Kayoim Azeh, you know, talks about the Nes and about Matzvim, Tehurim, after what they did, they don't. Then it says, okay, if you go to college, well, that's what I'm going to say, Sugar of Fuchim Kayoim Azeh. Okay, or V'achakein, if you want to change it according to make it from the Aramaic to the Hebrew, whichever way you like it, okay? V'achak bo manecha, lizvir beisecha, ufino selecha, v'tilach v'kashecha, v'niko neish b'chatz kachecha. We have no idea what this chatz kachecha is, okay? Now, people like to say, you know, it's halacha in the Heichal, but it's a little strange that the Gemara in Sota, when it has a nusach hamoed in the Rabbanim, which is a nusach which partially, you know, we have almost a nusach of the Gemara, you know, some of the Deshi, if you look at it, it's very interesting what the nusach of the city is and what happened. But it says that there's going to be kibbutz goliath l'chatz kachecha. Now, if you actually believe that the kibbutz goliath is going to be into the Heichal, and that's what we mean, we say moed the Rabbanim, b'seila, you know. Okay, I don't know. The Ram doesn't that. That's I don't know. Maybe you know. Maybe it's only a mila. The bira konis is fakir only in Kohen. It says no. We don't know if there's a the Easter bira konis in Zaram Rambo. But I'm not getting involved with all these points. Oh, I never say that. Whatever you haven't said, you know, it's in this government. Whatever it is. So you know, I don't know. I really talk about this and that. I saw a lot of Taylor at this. But I didn't see anyone point out that the word Chatzis Kotshecho is used in Moed and Drabon. You know, I don't know. Okay. Interesting. If you open up to the Siddur of the Rambam, this old phrase is not there. Okay? That's the idea. Okay? I can open it up, but I ask you to believe me because I has a lot of work to be done here. That phrase is not there. Okay? This is what Sadi going. And you know, I can point that if we show it's there, but it's not in the Rambam. Okay? So you have the Rambam, Yom Nikurim Chanukah, no mention of anything, and you find the Megillus Tainis is making a big deal about the Mizbeach, the Gemara of the Zohar, which Rambam doesn't quote there, quotes a little place of Bechira, and you find there's a Abu the Ozu Abuchur. Okay, now, the question is, where does Chanukah come from? In fact, the Halacha of Doilus puts Ner Chanukah in Minyan HaMitzvos. Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, Mikum Megillah, Ner Chanukah in Minyan HaMitzvos. Correct. And that's the Ram goes to town, the whole Sherish Aleph is devoted to this, you know, to having polemics, part of it, having polemics with the Halacha Doilus about quoting Ner Chanukah and Mikum Megillah, okay? Now, if you recall, the Ramban has a whole diatribe discussing Mikum Megillah and quotes Ramazim and Chazal, Vachule, correct? But what happened to Chanukah, according to Ramban? You know, the Bahag says two things, correct? Okay. He mentions a word, a vav, with a word, and that is the key. Okay? So one that, okay, that, what? Am I okay?
Vav what?
There's a vav. He says, Megillah v'chanukah, Megillah v'chanukah. You see. Okay? Now I read a passage in the Ramban in Sherish Aleph. Hasog is a Sherish Aleph. That's fair, correct? Here we start getting Sefer Mitzvahs. Vizais, when he has polemics, remember, he wants to know when the, you mentioned Leisosol, is, you know, is it really Rasmachta, is an issue of Hamro and Chazal, or whatever it is. But then he says, Vizais, Svoa Tekua Etzloi, Yosef Shloi Tomut, this is poetry. Are they mitzvah chal shem derais or not? You know, whether he's asking with Rav Chaim, with the Raya from the Ram that this Ashkar Seita on Baal Sosa Beit Chama, not getting involved. Okay, but say that's what he is. I'm interested further. I will honor, im ha-yoyis taitenu she'im bav zeicha v'lav azeh, mikol min chacham hu, lo'i makloshan azeh, lefi shuhu shu mi'itoi, yis'ala, v'pi ha-kabolo, v'sakin etz rishus. Okay, who is Behem Doshin Bezer Rimozim Ugamatis. And But remember the chronological order. Since there is a rishus to make a takana, they are then derech, remozim, and gematrios. Not that we don't know if the remozim and gematrios are the reason they made the takana, but after they make the takana, you know, whatever, we have to understand what remozim or gematrios. So offhand, the Moses Gematria sound like, you know, a little fluky, you know, what difference does it make? I have this Gematria, you know, it's the same thing that's Machta, you know, what does he want? Correct? And then discuss this, bro. I'll put it there with him. Vatei Moshe Tom Halav min Teira Tzivu Lo Moshe Shiyu Moshe Lemegila V'nei Chaneke V'Gematria Inu Godo. So then he's coming, and what he's trying to do over here is amazing. That somehow, because of the remez in the Torah, it can also be b'chlal of the Torah Tzivolon Moshe. If you look at the Lashon, because what's he saying? Vatema shetomo harav min Torah min Torah Tzivolon Moshe shiyumos in Megillah v'nei Chanukah b'gematre eino godo. And you get the impression over here, before we get started, he's ready to say, because of a gematria, that you derish from the Torah, which is based, and maybe the takona is not even based on that, since the Hushu Mipia Kabbalah to make this takona, and the takona has a remez in the Torah, so you can say, oh, that's total Torah, Torah, Tzivu, Lord of Hush. Correct? Isn't that what the words say? Can I continue? Did I misrepresent anything yet? Shikvar Doshu, Kosov Zeis, Ksiv Zeis Sefer, Vizkos of Zikom Sefer, Ksiv Zeis, Mashikosov Khan, Mishne Tero, Zichoy, Mashikosov Benevim, Besefer, Mashikosov Menegila. Ki Hatero Titsabe, Vitiforesh, Vitetia, Vitilmois. Although the Torah was given in a way, although the remez is not stam that, you know, it's the people who are sitting and trying to find gematries and this and that. No. Oh, this is the Torah. It's in Torah. It's a very important thing now he did. Ki ha-Torah titzave v'tiforesh v'teidia v'silmois. But you noticed what he said before. Let's go back. Vatema shetoma rab min atera tzivolon moishe shiur mois le megilla v'ner chanukah. That's the vav of the letter I was referring to before. He doesn't give you a clue of what he's talking about. I went back. I went back a few lines. Now, you might have missed that line. Okay. That's a line, correct? Is it a little line? But did he say it? Hello? Did he say this? Any misrepresentation? Anything? So, okay, correct? Then he goes on. V'yamim Megillah hazeis nemu l'moshe v'sinai ela she'ein muktim mu'ucha v'teira. Okay. So he has. So since the Torah is Tadir Tilmois, that's the answer. You can say that there's no problem. Nemu Moshe Misina. Correct? That's the answer. Okay. So the two questions you have to ask yourself: what the heck? What's going on here? Where is the remez? Okay. So the best I was able to do is l'chira what the Ramban, even though it's out of character what he does at the beginning of Aloyschi, he talks about the Muslim there. Okay. He does mention a medrash. And he does use the Washington word remez. And I'm not sure if there's any other place that I know of the Ramban talking about a remez for Hanukkah. Unless you know, in the Torah. And he says there, Abo, he says like this, he says, Aber inyan ha'agoda hazeh midrash remez min ha'parsha shel al Chanukah shel neiroi shehoyis bebayi sheni al yidei Aaron Avonov v'soyi loy mechashmonoi chashmonoi koyen godol Avonov.
Okay.
So it means that we learn chumash tziremz over here. But this lechera is what the Rabban is hanging everything on and saying because of that, the Halacha Gedolos says that there's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Now, what happens over here then is Rabban's doing an amazing thing. This whole a remez and nasmachta. Nasmachta is like, you know, according to Ramban, it's, it's something that they may be used to be tailored in, but there's no expression of anything. It's not a way to dash on a tailor. You don't say a tailor is Tilmoy, but a remez on the tailor. After I've seen he will come to the same conclusion as the Ritva, but from the opposite frame of reference. The Ritva says that asmachtes per se are a gilui from Ritzein HaTeira, and a long discussion there. I think according to Ramban, because of the rishus to make takonas, if they make a takona and they find within it a remez in the Torah, then you can say what they were misakin is the gilui ritzene shashem izboch, and that was kvar nemo lemoshe misinai. And that is what he ends up, and that's his answer to Alok Gedolos, vateimo shetoma harav min teira tzivo lo ramoshe shiyumu zbegilu v'nei achanaka v'gamatzche einenu godol. Okay. That is just an observation in Shirish Aleph. I think I was close to this the first last time I said Shurim, but I didn't bang it because I missed this bit for Nechanaka, and I also, and I missed that he really is ending up saying an answer to Aleph and Dillis over here. Okay? So this you'll have to digest, but I want to go on, okay? That is my first chiddush in just the plain Sefer HaMitzvos. So then, just derech agav, you can begin to imagine that the relationship between Chanukah and Chanukah's Mizbeach, because the whole Medrash, which Ramban is quoting there in Baal Yisro, revolves about the relation Parshas Nesiim and Halakas Aneiris, whatever's going on there, so that the issue of Chanukas HaMizbeach, according to Ramban, is a very serious one. Okay? Correct? To this point, I think I haven't said anything. I just read the word. If you look back, you might kick yourself, I didn't say anything. Well, the same line that Ramban's saying. Correct? Okay? Now, next point. Comes the Rambam in Shereshkiu and has a discussion that Alochs Gedolos is ready to count mitzvahs in minyan mitzvahs which are in the years of Gedolos. That is what Shereshkiu was all about. And the Rambam says no. No! It's not true. So I would have said a priori that it's a Rasha and it's a Sivu from Novi, okay? But you don't get the impression, but that we'll talk about a little bit later, because the Rambam doesn't say it. The problem is Teir Tzivu Lara Moshe, even we have Sherish Aleph and Beis, Sherish Aleph telling you the Rabbanim is not Bechal, and Sherish Beis telling you that you need something called Teresh of Iksav, and not the Minish Atoy Nidreshet Behen. And then, afterwards, he's telling you, a mitzvah in the Hagis B'deis is not in the Minyan. One of those mitzvahs
she'ein no heges the davis is called Chanukah Samizbeach, which the Halachas Gedolos quotes in his minyan. Okay, that is the next. Okay, now I'm back to Samiz Noiges Gedolos. And soon, but not now, it's premature now, I'm going to evaluate what the Rambam means that it's not a mitzvah nehegis l'deiris. Okay? But that is, that's, you know. Now, comes the Rambam in Sherish Kimo, and you look at it very carefully, and he does a similar thing at the end of Parshas Nosai. The Rambam is ready to say that there's an inyan of Chanukah Samizbeach L'deiris. Okay? And if you could lush, because I'm trying to wade through a lot of material, I'm not reading everything inside as I usually do, because there's, I have here written out 12 pages, and I'm not going to 12
pages. He's agreeing to the Rambam's thesis, you need no the Doros to count in the minyan.
Yeah, but he's talking about, you see, there might be mitzvah, because the Rambam learned a mitzvah no L'deiris. The Ramban is interesting. In Chumash, he calls it a mitzvah. Okay, in Sefer Mitzvah, you get the impression he's taking, he's trying to buttress the Bahag's opinion. Not that he necessarily agrees with it, but he's not being a chamon noisy caleb. And Lemaisa in Minyan Mitzvah Shochagav, he doesn't count Chanukah Mizbeach. Okay, and he says an Indian Hanoig L'deiris. What that means and how that plays itself out, and whether that's the same as the Parshas Nosai, I'm not getting involved. This is not my issue, okay? But whatever it is, there's something called Chanukah Samizbeach, which you talk about the Deiris, okay? So, L'chaira, a priori, even before we get started, you know, everything is very nice, you know. There is an issue of Chanukah Samizbeach L'deiris, and the question is, how did they play it out in Chashmonoim? And the Ramban deals with it, maybe the answer was about it. Okay? And the truth is, according to Ramban, if you look in Sefer Mitzvot and his Hasogas and Shir Shlishi very carefully, it's very possible that the Parsha of Tzav and Tetzaveh is Noeg L'deiris. And you almost get the impression he's saying that the Pesukah in Yecheskel talking about without the Makav on the Mizbeach might have been Parsha Tzav, even though it doesn't look like it's exactly the same. Okay, and the Radak clearly points out that it's not the same, but I'm not getting involved in any of it. That's also, when you work on Shuri Shlish, you'll have to deal with this issue. Okay, but clearly what's going on in Parsha Nesiim, and the Rambam puts Chanukah Samizbeach together with Miluyim, whatever that means, okay? Even though Miluyim is Chinuch, I'm not getting involved in all the determinations. I mean, there's a lot of material here. I can mention that, but let's leave that all aside, okay? But, you know, he's ready, he's okay with that, okay? There is such a thing, and L'chol, we have to deal with it, okay? Now, we have the Rambam. And the Rambam does an amazing thing. The Rambam quotes Miluim or something like that. You know, it was Maisa Kabonis. And he says in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudal and Tezvov. L'chol shiure hanesoch ramurim b'seif yecheskel u'minyin oisen ha-kobonus v'sidre ha-avoido ha-ksuvim shom kule miluim hen ve'er noegen l'deiris elo hanovi tzivo u'pirish kese yu makriven ha-miluim m'chanukas ha-mizbeach. There's miluim, there's chanukas ha-mizbeach, wherever it is, okay? Miluim m'chanukas ha-mizbeach. Bimei HaMelech HaMoshiach Keshi Yivne Baye Shlishi Shekribu HaNesiim B'Chanukah B'Chanukah Samizbeach V'Oim Shinkamos L'Deis V'Kribu B'Shabbos Kach HaNosi Makiv Chanukosoi B'Shabbos L'Osid Lovoi L'Osid Kashe B'Fulisho V'Chein Kobono Shekribu Bimei Ezra Haboy Meashevi, Miluim Hoyu, Vein Noigum Adonis. So the Ramban is very clear, Yecheskel is only a Bayesh Lishi. Okay. And the Ramban, if you look at Sherry Shaney, could be Yecheskel is also going on Ezra, but I'm not getting involved in that. Okay. Pseida, Yachdun Rabashi, the Mamarachis. It's also beyond the purview. I talked about that also, but I don't want to get into that because I want to finish the shiur. Okay, Pseida. Avu Dvor Manoigum Adonis, Hein Divri Teira. Shepirashno, Kmo Shetiko, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Ein lo hisif aleim, ve ein likhoya. So it's an amazing thing. Okay. He's giving an explanation why there's no Baal Tesef and Baal Tigra in Miluyim. Correct? That's where he's going. He said, that which we matik, the form of Shiprasle Moshe Vitikum. That's what he said. No, let's leave the Lashon again. This is going to be very important. This is going to be very important. Now listen. He says, the Lashon is, Avodvoim Hanregim Lederes Hein Divri Tera Shepirashnu Shepirashnu Kmo Sheitikum Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Hein Rehisef Aleim Ve'ein Legroya. Okay, now I want to tell you over Shmikler from the Rov. Okay. And I may disagree with it, but you'll decide yourself if I'm right to disagree with it. But what he says, you might hold water for others or whatever it is. He used to say that there was a very perplexing problem at the time of the Chashmonaim. Because Miluim is a very strange parasha in the Torah. Because all parasha in the Torah, they have some autonomy. Okay? Miluim always goes together with Horas Novi. And at the time of Ezra, there was Neviim. It was the end of the prophetic era, but there was Neviim. 20 years of the Bayis Sheni, or 20 years, or 20, 10 years before Chuban Bayis Sheni, there were no Levim. Okay. So at the time of the Chashmonaim, he said, there was a chiv to make Miluim, but they never could discharge the chiv. Okay. He used to say, this is the Pshad, or the Egmor B'Shir Mizmor, that will discharge your obligation, which we were Mokhiyah before. Well, I'm not getting involved in that either. That's really, that B'chal is not my issue, okay? The question is, was there actually a chiyuv or not, and what's going on? This is what I want to deal with, okay? Now, let me ask you the following question. If I tell you there's no Baal Tesef about Tigra, doesn't mean we're talking about something that the mitzvah is kayin, but you're allowed to change it, correct? Because if the mitzvah doesn't exist and the mitzvah is limited to Midbar and it was a Rosh Shah in Mishkan to make a Miluim. Could you actually imagine talking about Baal Tesef and Baal Tigra and need an explanation for that? I find that very difficult, correct? And the Ram, Hiluchas Meister Kabbalah, has a long discussion to explain why there's no problem with suffering Giroim, correct? Okay. Now, let me read to you and let me ask you the following question. Asei v'chosorov v'simalanes v'chasha n'chishis, okay? Do you have to have is it a mitzvah which is knowing the deiris? It's a mitzvah which was a law in the midbar, correct? Is that a mitzvah knowing the deiris? However, the Ram Kuf Pei Zayin, when it comes
to Milchemes Zayin Amamin is ready to count the minyan of mitzvahs. There's no more Zayin Amamin around. They're not here. Okay. It's not that they're lost in this Balabu. They're not around. So the Ram says, Mipineshe Eila Mitzvahs Eilam Nikshores Bizman Vlob Mokham Lam Yuchot. כמו המצווה המיוחדת במדבור או במצרים אבל הם נקשורים בו כל זמן שימסה שיהיה אפשר בו הציבור ההוא זו כמתאי רבי ישראל so what's the problem with חנוכה סמסבח so good there's a tnai you need novi Correct. But a tonight you need Novi is not worse than a tonight you need Zayim Amin Kayim. So I would have said that the mitzvah of Chanukah Mizbeach is the Dennis. And the Ram, no! It's the Shah! And we'll see later that fact is, if you look at Shir Shlishi, the Ram does compare Chanukah Mizbeach to Aseh L'Chosov. The Simbal Ness. It's only the regular midbar. But I ask you, if that's the case, do you need an explanation of why there's no problem of about Tisa about Tigra? Okay? It's a reasonable question, correct? This question was Marishai's. Okay. And it's clear in the whole Maisa Kobonis that the mitzvah basically should be no Ivadiris, because otherwise you don't have to have a discussion of why there's no about Tisa about Tigra, correct? So a priori, in which I think is true, that the approach in Sefer Mitzvahs and the approach in Mishneh Torah are very different. In Sefer Mitzvahs, we're clearly comparing the two. It's only Horasho, a mitzvah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shalom HaYisrael, nothing to do with the days. But that's not what he's presenting Mishneh Torah. Okay. Now, next. The Rambam, correct? Dram Perek Tes Avruch Yisrei Ve Tera Loch Alev Dov Boro Umufurish Va Tera Shei Mitzvo Oimedes Li Yo, Derech Agav Before I get started I was always wondering you know is there anything special that Chazal Adoresh Eila Mitzvah Lamed She'ein Dov Vashoy L'Chadish Dovach Right? We always know you know everyone Shabbos, Megillah, whatever, Eila Mitzvah, right? Okay. Perek Tes Haloch Aleph Yisei De Teira, Dovubor Umufurish Ba Teira, Shei Mitzvah Oimedes Li Olam Uli Olme Olamin, Ein Volo Shinui Volo Giron Volo Teisus, Shnem Et Hadovo Asher Onuchi Mitzvah Be'eschem, Oisei Tishmoyron, La'aseis Leiseisi Volo Vesigra Vimeno, Or that the whole Baal Teisiv is formulated because Tera is Li'olim Li'olim. The Baal Tesef, Baal Tigra he's talking about is not the Baal Tesef in the Baal Tigra of, you know, just adding new mitzvahs, right? Okay. Or subtracting mitzvahs. V'nemo v'niglos alonu v'vonenu ad olam. Lasis is called divrei Tera zeis. Hola Marita she called Divri Tera Mitsuvin Ono Lasisim Arima. Vachain Huayme Hukas Ilma Dere Sechem. Venema Loba Shemaini. Hola Marita she ain't Novi Rashoi Lachadish Boy Dova Meato. Or the Novi she ain't Lachadish Boy Dova Meato is because Tera is Dachli, because Mitzvahs or the Mitzvahs are Nem Lederis Alomi. And that is a Stira. Lefikoch im yamoid ish beimen umois, which I'm not getting involved in that. But Moshe has a piece on this, which wasn't published. What's men umois was to do it? Beimen umois, bein mi Yisrael viyase ois umoifes viyomesh Hashem sholchay lohisiv mitzvah only groya mitzvah. I used to love him, actually. Or the Goya Mitzvah, or the Polish, b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs pirish lo shamanu mi-moshe, to say a new pirish, to add or subtract. O sh'oma sh'eisen ha-mitzvah nistav ben Yisrael eino le-oilom le-deri deres el mitzvah fi ha-zman ha-rizeh novi sheker sh'aribon la-hachish nebuos ha-shom ha-yisrael b'yisrael b'chenek. But that the whole novi ha-shek lo-ish kel v'chazev was against the whole kin of novi ha-sheker and the tzmachish teira is an Eila Mitzvah she'inov v'shoel l'chadish dov v'me'ato. Eila Mitzvah she'inov v'shoel l'chadish dov v'me'ato. Okay? So, because mitzvahs! That's what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are long. Okay? So, now I ask a question. If l'maisa rabbi isai. So, how can it be that the Rambam says in Maisa Kavonis, he says like this. How can he say what he says? How do you do that? Look, how do you say that V'chein kovonu shekubu ebimei ezra haboyim me'ashevi miluim hoyu ve'en noigim l'deiris avodvoim ha'noigim l'deiris heim divrei teir shipasha itikum mipi moishe rabbeinu ein lohitim aleim ve'en l'groya. So the reason why, so what does it mean? So if it's not noeg now, so there's no about taste of latigra. I mean, there's no about taste of latigra. You know what does he want? L'chayis mamish apella, correct? So I think what the Rambam says over here is absolutely amazing. What the Rambam says is amazing. It's an amazing thing. I think the Rambam learns that the Machai, is Chanukah Sabeit Mishnah Moilu Doyers. So there should be Baal Teis about Tigra. If it's only going to Midbar, so what's the problem about Teis about Tigra? What's he talking about? Ramu's machadish over here is that the chepsa of this mitzvah of Chanukas of Mizbeach is a taruvus alkova. It's a combination of two things, a combination of pushing the pillar of Miluim Chanukas of Mizbeach together with Novi. Each one is an inseparable link in the machadish. The way he presents it, okay, and the fact that Rambam learns that the fact that you have a mitzvah which depends upon a loss, Novi, that itself is good for the mafkif mitzvah. Or to this din itself, Luish kill bichazeh and mitzvah can't be in minyan mitzvahs. It's a whole different approach than what the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos when he's trying to deal with Chanukah Mizbeach. There he says it's a hilah, it's a parsha which limited to Midbar, and he compares it to Aseinu Chasov v'Simanes. Here he's saying a whole different story. Rabbeisai, if that is correct, then the pshat is, you can't say what the Rav said. For the Mekun Murach. It's not the Pshat where Chiyu Timak Muriyu. Because if the Chiyu with the Mitzvah missing the Tznai, it's like a Mitzvah Noeg L'Deiris. It's Mamash not worse than any other thing, Kuf Pei Zayin or any other case, we're missing a Tznai. It's not that we're missing a Tznai. It's a Chson Yetzem Machayiv. The Machayiv is Horas Novi, or the Devorim Sheitikum. The dvorm of foolish in batayr, or that the elam mitzvah not vashol b'chadosh b'dovo, doch mufke. You can have a lost novi from Eliyahu v'Har Karmel. Oh, but if the mitzvah itself depends upon novi, that's not a mitzvah. Okay. Now I'll even go further.
Okay.
That I think that's a chiddush. Okay. Now I'll go. It's an amazing thing. So then l'chira.
before I explain this. And Ram's Gvaldik. There was no issue of Chanukah Samizbeach. Bechlau in Mechashmimayim. It's not that they were mochriv and they couldn't do it. There's no chiyu. So, my Dvar Meil Nikud, your Meil Nikud Chanukah, there's no discussion Bechlau of Chanukah Samizbeach. Because the hope and the whole discussion depends upon love. And without Novi, there's no chiyu. Now, I just want to have a side note, okay, which is an amazing thing when you think about Minyan Mitzvahs, and I want to maybe even skip to something to finish the thing off, because I want to finish it.
Why is he saying it? Why is he saying it?
Because that's what Chazal called it. The word Chanukah, we'll see what it means, okay? The Nikoim Chanukah, okay? We don't know, you're assuming the word Chanukah is something to do with Chanukah's Mizbeach. But you find it in Tanakh, this word Chanukah has nothing to do with Chanukah's Mizbeach, okay? I'm not getting involved. There's psukim in, there's a Chanukah by Tzelem and by the Nebuchadnezzar, and there's Chanukah Chomis Yishalayim. I'm not getting involved. Maybe we'll get to that later, okay? Now, next. I remember when we learned Shor Shlishi with the Rav. The Rav said that one Leil Shavuos, we started to go up to Shi, he said, they were learning Leil Shavuos, he was learning with Father, the Moshe, Zechayinu Levracha. He was learning, I guess they were learning Shor Shlishi, and they wanted they had this question, they wanted to know whether true, as the Rav said, to answer Minchas Chinuch's question, that someone who violates Torah and doesn't listen to Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and is over mitzvah, he's not chay misa for Eilat Tishmol. Mitzvah says, why not? No, Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Navi. So the Rav said the answer is that Torah is a different chesed. It's Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah, and Torah is Rasei, Leisase, chay bikrisis, chay bilam, chay bimaltis, chay bidis, chay bidat. Oh, that's what it is, chay misa. It's nothing to do with her last novel. She said, they said, oh, very nice. She discussed with Father, well, what's the issue? What would happen in a mitzvah or Hegis or Deiris? Ah, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu in Midbar, I say, the Chasorov, or even the Riachmo, or the novel. What happened then? He said he discussed with Father. He didn't say what conclusion they came to. Okay. So I learned Shlomish Shlishi. I thought that the answer is Poshit. Because what's the Rambam in Shor Shlishi is Memayit Mitzshein Hoges Tadevis and Teyre Tzivim Olam Moshe and Moy Rosh Akilas Yaakov. It's not a problem in Teyre Tzivim Olam Moshe. It's not a problem in Shor Sh Aleph and Shor Sh Beis. It's only a problem in Moy Rosh. So it means that her raw formation Rabbeinu in Midbar is also called Torah. And once it's called Torah, there's no problem from Elof Tishma. Okay. But I said, but that's very nice. But however, if you look at now, this new mitzvah, which I'm talking about over here, the mitzvah which the Mechayim depends upon Novi. Okay. And Novi's part of the Mechayiv is the Elof Tishmol in that. Okay. I would assume not, because it's not, it's also in coupled in Kala. Somebody hears someone disagree with me. Okay? But say that. But all I'm trying to tell you in the Rambam, there's no Mokka Fachanukas Mizbeach. Okay? Because the Etzem Mechayiv is Novi. Okay? Certainly, in Shor Shlishi, it compares to Aseh L'Chosorot, and even in Mishneh Torah, when he says, no problem, Hoisofim Grol. It's not, how do you call, the Rambam says, Miluyim. The Rambam's Lashon in Maaseh is Miluyim. What do you mean, Miluyim? The Miluyim what? Well, only in Midbar. It becomes the Miluyim of the Torah with the last Novi. Okay. Now, next, okay? Now, let me just finish off with this. So what's going on, Ramban? What's the Hanukkah's Neiris? So there is a very interesting thing. There is a thing like this.
There's all keach.
Keach goes like this.
Derech agav. The Loshon Ramban Latir Avu Inyan Agod Azu Lidrish Remez Min HaParsha.
As I was telling you, Lidrish Remez Min HaParsha. Al Chalukas Shel Neiro Shehoi Yisru Bebay Hashem. Okay. What's the Gilles Torim, Eru Nisim Goyim, Bechue.
But he says the Gurmek, but he says version and he oise bol Yisrael aidei bonecho nisim choice b'chanuka shekui al shmom v'hi chanuka z'bnei chashmanoi.
But you don't understand, Ramban has left us completely in the open because we don't know where we're standing. Because Ramban says the taina of Aaron was that there was, it was kilu an adiva slave from the seal. Okay? So, what was this? The Chanukah's name is the mitzvah. So, you know, how did he answer the kasha? And what's the Chanukah's from Chashmonoim? You know, is there a mitzvah? Is not a mitzvah? So, what happened exactly? We don't know what he answered.
So, frankly, it's not clear that the Rekeach is Pshat and Ramban, but I don't want to use the Rekeach, and it could be what the Ramban is talking about.
Comes the Rekeach in his Pirush and Siddur and says and explains, see, we don't know what's the Tio Mitoshecha.
When you say the Alan Nisim, okay, it says, Zach Abov and Nech Lidvir Besecha. Ufinu eseichalecha b'tiros mitoshecha. What's pesach? Tiros mitoshecha. It sounds very spooky. Well, they didn't put it into a mikvah. I remember asking the Rav once, you know, if the what exactly happened. I found later the Tura asked the question. What exactly was the Rabiu? Did the Mishkan become Tomei? And how were they Matayah? We don't find the parasha of Taira on the Mishkan. Okay? So what the tiros mitoshecha? What's going on over here, tiros mitoshecha? So comes the Rekeach and says the following. V'yachakach bo v'necho l'vibisecho p'nes alecho mitumus v'tiris mitoshecho mitumus avodizor v'chazir v'liku neris v'chatis kodshecho shemotsu smach v'teres v'is chanukas ha'mizbeach v'alus chasad neris l'omu b'chanuk ha'tzoch l'hadlik v'somach korban yud beis nesiim lechanukas hamishkan le'alus chasaneiros lima yud beis beis chashmonoim ya'asu chanukah b'neiros. It's a remez min ha'tera danase chanukah b'neiros. Okay. Now, I want to tell you something. You certainly can make a case in Ramban HaMatera that if there's Tumas Avodah Zorah, the Mizbeach and the person is not Roi Lakol. And that is the Ramban's about Hosiris HaHeila Necha and what Yaakovino had in mind. I'll read you a few Ramban's in Chumash. V'shov Shom V'asei Shom Mizbeach Lo Yedati Mal V'shov Shom V'itochen shetzivo l'shemeshom t'chilo v'achkach yase ha'mizbeach li'tayhe me'avod zoro.
V'chule.
What?
Yes, chazer also.
Yeah, chazer, I don't know. I know chazer, I don't know, but avod zoro, listen to this. I don't know if the Ramban's mechuyev to take the whole... V'chule, v'yakov nizdari v'mitzel li'tayhe terem boye. Oshoi v'ekum anale beis keel. Muktam b'maisav ulai tziva b'shov shom lifnais machshav l'dom b'keil. Then he said like this: Vayitmo leisam Yaakov, avo Yaakov tziva lohosi oisa letayris hakodesh shiruim lavodes Hashem ulahakim lefon of kolbon kashet tziva lehem betfila v'chilaf avgodet. So there also is
This is also beyond the purview. The Ramban, if you look in Shir Shlishi, has a Chanukah, a Miluyim, whatever you want to call it, not only by Mizbeach, but when they make a new Mikdash. Okay, and he says that the Chanukah was for the Mishkan, and that's the Chol Pasha the Pasuk. When they finished, making the Mishkan, then they did. They started with the Korbanos. Okay, and that's what's going on in Shlomo and in Ezra and in Bayis Shlishi. The question is what?
Tumas HaVodah is the Raisa according to Ramban?
What?
Tumas HaVodah is the Raisa, or does it matter?
No, Tumas HaVodah is the Ramban, certainly.
So why is...
Okay, good, I understand. No, I'm not trying to say. But the Tumas HaVodah Zohar, you get the impression at the time of you're not Goy, it is a problem. It's not the Tumas, it wasn't Matamis in the time of Yaakov Avinu. And it still is a problem, HaVodah. I don't know if the Tumas there is Tumas, okay? I don't know what it means, okay? But the Uchera, Yaakov is not worse than that. In other words, you can't say, after Ahonim and Takono, it's worse than Yaakov Avinu, correct? That Yechera can't say. So I asked myself the question, okay? In the Rambam, it's very clear that I thought that there's no chiyuv of Chanukah Mizbeach. The Ramban and the Torah and the Remes in their Chanukah is completely intertwined with Chanukah's Nesim. Somehow, with this halakha, there was a kiyum. Okay. So I asked myself the question, the Ramban himself would agree that maybe the Chashmonoim had to be makmakrim the Korbanos of Tzav. And the Tetzaveh, okay? And that might be the day, it's 2 days Ramban over there, and show Shlishi how it works. But the Chanukos and the Siyim, L'chir, certainly depend upon her Ras Novi. And the whole Remez of Chanukah in the Torah is not the Chanukah of Tetzaveh and Tzav, but the Chanukah of Nesir, correct? So I was only wondering whether this remez that there is a kiyum of chanukah, there's no halakha novi. You're missing everything. Is it possible that the remez and the giri rotzon atera that Aaron had kiyum, the Rabbi Mishalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that this is a giri that. That there's going to be a Chanukah with these menorahs, with this halakha of menorah, independent of chiyuv halakha, whether it's the menorah of Chazus Kodshecha, or where it was, or what he's talking about, could there be a kiyum of Chanukah according to Ramban? And this is what the Yontif is all about. But with this remez, according to Ramban, is amazing. And Sherish Aleph is remez halakhas ne Chanukah. But what the Medrash is really talking about is Chanukah Samizbeach. And the Gilui is in Chanukah Samizbeach. The question is, how do you have a Chanukah Samizbeach? Even the Ramban agrees, okay? Even the Ramban in Shir Shlishi agrees that Chanukah Samizbeach and Chanukah is this, if it's not from Pasha Saab, from Nosei, requires a last Novi. And there was no Novi at the time of Yevon. So how did you have it? So the only way I can imagine it happened is only with this medrash. And this medrash, the Gili, the Tzayin HaTera, the Kibu, this is the Chanukah that they're going to have. Bimei Chashmonoim and Aaron is going to be able to do, even though there's no Novi. And that is what the Yontif is all about, according to Rambam. Adkan.
Come on.
Okay. Say that.